This side of country. This side of country.
You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by Fix It Forward Auto Care. September is here already, and we're already like 11 days in. I can't believe how fast this year is going, but that means, well, I guess you could call it the fall edition of Startup Brew is taking place right now. They've got a wonderful and busy month ahead of them, and in studio here to get us caught up, we got Sadie. Hey, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Travis. How are you?
How was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was good. You know, I keep saying fall is going to slow down, but it seems like we just keep getting busier. We were up in the cities this past weekend.
Yeah.
Super fun. I just ran a casual half marathon yesterday and watched the Vikings game.
I don't even know where you had the energy to watch a Vikings game after a half marathon. Holy cow. Well, how do you feel after your marathon adventure?
You know, it was my first marathon. I like to say I'm not a runner, but I think everyone can be a runner.
Yeah. Are you even sore?
I am sore.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm like, you're looking like you didn't go through hell or anything. I would have been out for a good 10 business days.
I wish I could say that's the case. But no, I'm definitely feeling a little bit today. I popped a few ibuprofens and we'll be good to go. The life's coffee.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm glad that you're also feeling the effect of something like that. Because I would feel really bad on how I do through a marathon. Well, and what did you think of the game?
The game, well, you know.
Frustrating.
Heartbreaker, heart-wrenching. But that atmosphere. Is just unmatched. It's amazing. The energy is crazy. I just feel like Vikings are so diehard.
Yeah.
And it makes you want to get along with them, even if you're not.
You know, even if you aren't a big football fan, like my wife, she can take it or leave it, but even she has said there is just something about the atmosphere, the production, being around all these people, eating the $15 hot dogs and
that is true.
Watching the game. It's just something completely different than TV. You got to check it out one time, you know?
I would recommend, yes.
Absolutely. Are you a big Vikings fan?
I am a big Vikings fan. I grew up in a Vikings household. After the half marathon yesterday, so I got done around 10 and my dad's like, we have to go now. He didn't even want to see me cross the finish line. My mom's like, okay, we should probably say hi and congrats. So let me tell you, he is diehard Vikings fan. I watch the Vikings. I'm not as diehard as he is. I'm playing fantasy football for the first time fall. So it'll be great.
So
great season.
So if I remember right, fantasy football, we still got Monday night football. Then you kind of get what your results were, right?
Yes. So you set your lineup. I'm just learning how to do this on Thursdays.
Sure.
And then for the game Thursday, Sunday, and Monday, that's kind of like your whole play for those three games.
So, how do you feel about the Vikings this season? I mean, I think we always feel hopeful, and then yesterday happened, we go, oh, wait a minute. How do you feel?
You know, it's hard for me to say because like I said, I'm a Vikings fan, but I don't know a ton about football.
Sure.
So, but I'm an optimistic person. Yeah. So I'm hopeful that this is, you know, things can only go up from here.
I hope so because I think we only get a couple of days off
and then we
go right into Philadelphia on Thursday.
I'm like,
holy cow.
Right.
So we got a challenge ahead of us.
Quick turnaround.
That's for sure. Well, you just kind of rounded out the summer with Startup Brew and TEDx.
Yes.
Give me a highlight for yourself as far as how the summer treated you here.
Oh gosh. Summer is just so fun. It's such high energy. We're outside all summer long.
Sure.
If you're still coming to Startup Brew, we're going to be outside for the next 2 weeks. So bring your hats, your mittens, your coats, whatever, so you can stay warm.
Right.
And then the last week of September, we'll be inside. But I think just being outside creates a ton of energy.
Yeah.
Beautiful space that Brewhalla has
really
at their patio.
Mm-hmm.
But highlight, I would have to say, we had a speaker during TEDx week.
Okay.
His name was John. He came from the Utah Jazz. So he owns a few different businesses, a few different companies, but he was the prior Utah Jazz mascot. And he did some fun tricks for us. He just was such high energy. Super cool to hear his story. I'm trying to think what else this summer.
That's cool. He used to be a mascot. Now he's owning some businesses.
Yeah.
Never know what you're going to get in people.
You really don't.
Yeah.
No.
That's so exciting.
Part.
And he still knows some of the tricks.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. He did the splits for us right on stage.
Gosh.
Just up and down in about 0.2 seconds. It was insane.
If I would have attempted the splits, I would have needed somebody to help me back up. I definitely can't do that. That's very exciting. Well, now I guess you could say we're in the fall edition.
We are. That's correct.
What do we got going on here this fall?
Yeah. So we'll run the fall edition through September. September and in October.
Sure.
Our last startup brew is going to be the first Wednesday of November, and then we'll take a little bit of a break throughout the winter.
Yeah.
But we got a few fun weeks planned for September. Obviously, the first week had already passed, but this coming week, we're actually at the Grand Farm campus. So switching things up a little bit, Grand Farm has a big announcement at 10:30, so we thought, you know, why not bring the startup brewers out to the Grand Farm?
Oh, so cool.
You can check it out. And so it is a farm theme, so we're going to have Craig Gansel. He's actually flying in. He owns FarmWave. So it's an AI system that counts the grain or the wheat as the combine is running. I don't completely understand because I'm not a farmer, but it sounds amazing to me. Yes.
AI, that is a game changer.
It's crazy.
Right there. I mean, you'd never know what it can do. And then when you keep hearing stories like, it's counting grain. I'm like, grain?
Yes.
Like, every single piece is getting counted.
Literally, every single piece. So it's trying to help so the product isn't lost.
Right.
Because obviously over time, over years, a lot of it can be lost.
That's amazing. Wow. Where is Grand Farm, do we know?
So Grand Farm, it's the Innovation Campus. It's the exit past Castleton. So it's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes outside of Fargo, but not bad.
Fantastic.
So cool.
FarmWave. And then who else is there?
Yes. And then Nathan Fleed.
Okay.
He is the owner and the founder of Boundary. And so his business is he takes like pictures of farms.
Okay.
And then he does rugs and printouts. So think of like the kids on the little rug maps, or you can do printouts of just for your house.
Right.
So kind of a fun concept there.
What a fun and unique event that's going to be this. And you're not doing it at Brew Hall. You're actually going out
to
Grand
Farm.
We're
going out to the farm. Little field trip. Yeah, start up on the road.
Why aren't we taking buses? Thunder Coffee can hand you an iced coffee you step on the bus, and then we'll all just take a bus out there.
I love that. Thunder Coffee is coming though.
Oh, they are going to be there.
Yes.
Oh, good. You
love
we love our
Thunder Coffee. So, yes. And then to top it off, which is kind of fun, Nathan's dad, Lanny, is going to be our artist. So he is a guitarist. He sings.
Oh, wow.
He also owns his own business. So he's going to be putting on some music for us at the farm, which will be
super
fun.
That you're incorporating live local music. We love supporting local music here on 95.9.
Absolutely.
Love seeing you do that as well. Kudos to all of you guys over there.
Yes.
All right. So that's this week.
That is this week.
Okay.
That's in 2 days. Yeah.
All right.
Mark
what do we got coming up the rest of September?
So on the 20th of September, we have MSUM Takeover Day.
Aha.
So if we have any dragons in the house, if we have any alumni, any faculty.
My intern's an MSUM student, I'm just saying.
Amazing, we'll invite them. So MSUM Day, we've done a Concordia Takeover Day, we've done an NDSU Takeover Day, and so this is focused on MSUM. So we have a current student, Zach Davis, who owns Z3D, so a designing platform.
Okay.
And then Carrie Leopold, which she is the founder of Inspire Innovation Labs.
Yes.
So she is a former student of MSUM. And then we have some music this day as well put on by Dr. Kenyon Williams and Dr. Kevin Zepper. They're going to do a little bit of percussion, a little bit of poetry for
us.
So it's going to be a jam-packed day. President Downs will be there to give the welcome. We're hoping to have the mascot.
Yes.
TBD on that. So it'll be a fun day. We're flooding it with red.
MSUM. Like
MSUM.
Going to have a little alumni, going to have a current student there. You're going to have the president there. That's going to be quite a day.
Yes, it will be fun.
I look forward to it. MSUM off to a great start this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
They won their football game big time.
Holy cow.
They aren't kidding around. Like, hey, the Bison aren't the only team here in town.
Right, you are so right. You are right. I love it. And then to top off the month, the 27th of September, our theme is Recovery Reinvented.
Love it.
So we have Patty Sen. She is the founder, the owner of Soul Solutions. And then we also have Jonathan Holth.
Okay.
So he is actually the managing director of the Office of Recovery Reinvented, which is the First Ladies Initiative.
Oh.
But he's also the co-owner of Urban Stampede and the Toasted Frog.
Wow.
So this will kind of be a fun one because they're going to talk about their founding stories, but also then tie in the recovery piece of it as well.
Where do people find the time to own multiple businesses, run them, and still have side adventures, you know?
I was wondering the same thing.
I sit there and go, you know, got a couple of radio shows here, and I do some work with Fix It, and I'm going, and then I look at people who have multiple businesses and have side adventures, and they're off taking trips. I'm like, what am I doing wrong here? I'm not balancing my time right here.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Startup Brew as well. You also have the Prairie Capital Summit. What the heck is that?
Yes, Prairie Capital Summit. So this has been going for a few years. Prairie Capital Summit is going to be on Wednesday, October 11th.
Okay.
And so it's actually around the whole week of Curiosity Week, but this day specifically is focused on venture capital and private investment. So okay. We'll have investors coming into town. We'll have startups that are interested in meeting with investors. It'll follow Startup Brew. So I'll have Startup Brew that morning, sure. Like normal at Brewhalla. And then Prairie Capital Summit will be from 10:30 to 5:30 all day at Brewhalla. There'll be programming. There'll be breakout sessions. There'll be keynote speakers.
Wow.
All of that coming soon on our Curiosity Week website.
Okay, so do you need to register if you want to attend this event?
You do need to register, yep. Okay. So you can find registration through emergingprairie.com. Again, if you go under events, again, Curiosity Week is, or Prairie Capital Summit is embedded within Curiosity Week. Okay. So you can sign up for either a week-long ticket, including Prairie Capital Summit, or just Prairie Capital Summit.
That's fantastic. And if you are curious about Curiosity Week.
I love it.
Hey, where should they go again to find that information?
Yeah, go to
One-stop shop.
Yep, emergingprairie.com. Find our events tab and then scroll down. You'll find Curiosity Week. It's running the 9th through the 12th with Prairie Capital Summit being on the 11th.
You know, in a community where we are so supportive of helping you build, helping you start up your business and moving forward, Curiosity Week is going to be a great week to come out and learn a wealth of knowledge.
Check it out, please. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Okay, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but I saw that we have some personnel changes over
there.
Who did we lose?
We lost our good friend and pal Jenny Sheets.
Oh my gosh, a pile of wonderful energy she is.
Yes, I shouldn't say we lost her. She's still alive. She's still around.
Right.
She's still in the Moorhead, area, but she has just decided to take a step away, spend some time with her family.
Hey, I get it.
So absolutely,
I get it. Life is hectic, as you know,
crazy.
And you've got to make that balance. You got to make time for your family. What's really important?
Yeah.
You know, it helps you get through your goals in life and just knowing that you got a nice support system, but you got to make time for that support system. Absolutely. Fantastic things. Startup Brew, you're off to your fall season here. We've only got 2 months left, then we're going to take the winter off. Any idea, any thoughts, any hints of what the new year looks like once the holiday season is over?
Oh, that is a fantastic question.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're kind of doing some 2024 planning right now.
Okay.
Every year is different.
Right.
Every year brings something new.
Yeah.
We're hoping to start up end of January, beginning of February.
Right.
So TBD, stay tuned, but lots of fun and exciting things coming.
What would you personally like to see added to Startup Brew Fargo, the 2024 season that has not been implemented yet?
That is a fantastic question. Well, so we've played around with themes.
Okay.
As you've maybe noticed.
Right.
And a theme we played off really well, our marketing team did really well with, is playing off the Barbie theme.
Yes.
For More Than Words and for Kendall Barbie Beauty.
Yeah.
And it tied into the speakers so well. So I think somehow just incorporating themes that also bring in the general public that create a little bit more curiosity about what Startup Brew is.
Yeah.
So reaching the broader audience through kind of some themes and maybe doing some more different or weird things. Like, it's a pretty typical show where we have the two speakers and the artist, but what can we do that's weird and different that gets people excited and wanting to come?
Okay, so tell me, in your personal opinion, what is it about the Barbie theme that you feel could cross over and be implemented into a Startup Brew? Because right now, I'm just thinking it's a cute movie about Barbie and Ken.
Absolutely.
But there's obviously got to be some learning lessons here, some motivational and inspirational lessons that come from that movie, so much so that you're like, let's implement that.
Ooh, okay. So you're asking me from our experience and what we did tying the theme, or the movie itself?
The movie itself. What are you seeing about it that you're like, there is something here that we could put into Startup Brew? How did it impact you so much so that you're like, hey, let's play with that?
That is a great question.
I am certainly curious on that.
Okay, well, I think my initial... So if you've seen the Barbie movie, you know that the people from the real world get brought into the Barbie world.
Oh, gotcha.
And the people from Barbie world get brought into the real world.
Aha.
And you realize that not everything is as it seems.
Right.
So I think just seeing from a different perspective, like I see things from a different perspective maybe than a community builder, someone not working for Emerging Prairie. So maybe just chatting with someone and being like, what do you want to see? How can we continue to build this community, this ecosystem?
Right.
Because it's so supportive. We create the arts, but like, how can we maybe infuse the arts more? How can we reach some more of the smaller businesses beyond just the downtown area?
Yes,
as well?
Absolutely. So, I love that explanation. That's a great way. Where can we find Startup Brew Fargo? Again, we got the fall edition is here. We've only got September and October left. If you haven't checked out Startup Brew, now is the time. Where can we find all the details?
Absolutely. So you can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook at Emerging Prairie Fargo or Startup Brew.
Yeah.
Best place, though, for one-stop shop would be emergingprairie.com. Again, right. Under the events tab, you can see all of the upcoming events, including Curiosity Week, Prairie Capital Summit, and Startup Brew.
All right. I see that you're wearing like kind of a fall color here.
It is,
Are you a fall person? You love fall?
I do love fall.
Yeah. What is one of your favorite local fall activities?
Ooh.
Are you one of those corn maze people? You like to go and try that out?
That sounds fun. I haven't done one here.
Yeah.
If there is one, let me know. I would love to try it.
I know the fairgrounds has one coming up. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I just love a good bonfire.
Sure.
You know, absolutely. Just hanging out with friends, sipping on some hot cocoa or apple cider.
I love this time of year.
I agree.
It doesn't stick around long enough, though. Winter's like knocking on the door right away, going, hey, move over.
We're not moving.
Right. Sadie, always wonderful to talk to you. We're getting wonderful feedback on our Startup Brew Fargo segment with you. Keep up the good work over there. We love what you're doing with the community.
Thanks so much, Travis.
All right. This side of country.
Hey, North Fargo, are you looking for trustworthy car repair? Matthew Carlson here, owner of Fix It Forward Auto Care, and we're excited to announce the opening of our new downtown Fargo location, conveniently located at 102 North University. We offer the same great service that you've come to know and expect with Fix It Forward Auto Care, now available in your neighborhood. Check us out online at fixitforwardautocare.com with four convenient locations. Fix It Forward Auto Care, the name you trust for car repair. Fix It Forward.